thought that's what you were referring to, Ron.
We're back from recess. Let's move forward with the discussion regarding, let me make sure that I'm correct on this. Last week, the County Commission made the decision to move forward by opting to extend the agreement with Cox, the existing carrier that we have for our medical, et cetera, insurance coverages, with an increase that they had brought to us. We had the discussion regarding that increase. We had the discussion regarding the increases that other counties and other entities are seeing in our area, and we felt that ours was beneath many of those increases, which came about because we had a couple of large claims. And so we're at that point. We have, in fact, made that decision, but we were in the process last week of talking about providing obvious uniform coverage to all participants, all employee participants of this plan at a certain percentage. It has been 100%. So, Frank, what we were looking at was finding a percentage or less a dollar amount that the county would not cover, that the employee would cover, albeit if they, in fact, did the screening, which we're asking for, a health screening on an annual basis, which will be provided by the carrier at no cost to the employee or the county, then the county would pick up 100% of the employee's cost of this particular of the benefits cost.
Giving them an option.
So if I, as an employee, chose not to get a screening, I might pay $50 a month. I might pay 5% of the 100% premiums, whatever that is determined or decided upon. But everyone would have the opportunity to get the screening and thereby have their complete insurance premium paid for. So that's the discussion and where we're at. Purpose is multifold. If, in fact, we can find something early, that we can do whatever it is that's preventative, perhaps we won't have the large cost at the end. Perhaps we will have, through the screening, save the county a tremendous amount of money in premiums and the health of some individual because they found something early. That's the real incentive for both the county and for the employees. If I've misstated that, I'd like you all to.
No, I'll just clarify a point. I mean, go. I see the wellness program, first of all, in place to benefit the employees, to do exactly what you said, help identify things that aren't currently a problem to keep them from becoming a problem. So, example, if you have high cholesterol, you don't necessarily feel bad, but you could be on a ticking time bomb for heart attack, stroke. Same with high blood pressure. You don't necessarily feel bad, but it can only be detected through a screening. And so one of the things we look at doing a wellness screening for a company is so that we can go back to them and give them an aggregate report of their population. So that if we see that diabetes is a big issue, concern with the health of the county employees, and we can create employee education around that where employees can get access to information to help them live a healthier, longer, better life for them and their family. Obviously, one of the things we always want to do is to have cases that we broker and consult for to make sure they're the most desirable cases in the marketplace. So if we're addressing with a client disease management, wellness, it allows us to be in a better position to represent the county in marketing the group health care plan. And when you get into wellness programs, they think of it as a three-legged stool. You have to have the right program, you have to have the right communication, and you have to have the right incentives to get people to participate. Because currently only about 17% of the employees take advantage of a free health screening, which during that screening, they actually do about $400 worth of blood work that they would have to pay for if they went to their primary care physician. So the employee's getting a great benefit. What we have to figure out is what's the right incentive to get an 80% participation versus the inverse that we're currently experiencing of 17%.
I had...
That's something we can decide. I mean, mainly what you need from us is what level are we going to... I mean, what you're specifically needing is which plan we're going to go with, right?
Yes. I mean, I'd like to be able to communicate back to the carrier so we can arrange for a proper amount of staffing for screenings, getting those set up. They can obviously be set up and done after the effective date, but what we would want employees to do is to sign a statement whether they intend to participate or not. We can work through those details.
But we need to decide which plan here we're going to go with. The current renewal plan, option 2, 3, and 4.
But as far as how much we pay or what we do, that's of no concern to you pretty
much.
We
will need to know that by...
You will need to know that.
And Jamie will need to know that by the time we have open enrollment.
Okay.
Because she will have forms if we do something different than what we've done before.
Okay.
That employees will need to fill out.
And when's open enrollment?
Well, we'll set that in.
After we set the...
Correct.
I don't have that list in front of me again, Lynn. May I look at that?
Yes.
As far as what we require or don't require the employees to do.
That's your choice.
Under.
I'm just trying to correlate it with budget.
If it's appropriate, I can give you some feedback based on surveys we do of other clients in Southwest Missouri.
Before you do that, let me, and yes, I would like to hear that, but what I have in front of me is the current, and then the renewal is based upon 13% increase. So the counties would be contributing $427, am I reading that right, instead of $378 per employee? The options would be whether or not we increase the deductible. Each is determined by that, right?
Correct.
So we can go from 1,000 to 1,500 to 2,000 to 3,000.
And currently we pay 1,000, or we have a $1,000 deductible, but you can buy it down to 500.
Mm-hmm. True.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the plan of health care going forward is to offer a plan that meets minimal essential benefits. And oftentimes that's referred to as a bronze plan, which would have a much higher deductible and much higher out-of-pocket than what the county currently provides for a base plan. And we can provide survey data based on other companies around Southwest Missouri, companies of the county size, as well as other counties, that would show that the current base plan deductible is very low compared to other entities. So in essence, you have a minimal essential plan of benefits, which the Obama Healthcare refers to as a bronze plan. You have a silver, you have a gold, and you have a platinum. Based on the actuarial analysis, you're probably much closer to a gold plan, which is very rich, and the BIA plan would be considered a platinum plan. So that's just information for the county to take a look at. I can generalize and say most plans have a couple of $1,000 for a deductible as a base plan and then a buy-up of $1,000. So your benefit plan structure is very rich right now.
I'm glad to offer that to the employees.
I am too. I would hate to have to change that.
So I understand what you're saying. One thing that we do offer is good benefits when we might not offer the best pay. So we can get rid of some of the benefits and raise the pay.
And so as a long-term goal, to help you out with that long-term objective, is to try and keep the employee's health as good as possible to keep the rates down as much as possible. And so when you look at a plan, generally less than, let's say, call it 13%, drive about 80% of the claims cost. Through a good health risk assessment, you know, we can identify, hopefully, those folks that are going to be the large claimants and actually interact and engage with them before they become a major catastrophic claim. And since the county's rates are partially determined on its own experiences, to the county's best interest to have as many of their employees engaged in a wellness program as possible. At a minimum, at least do a health risk screening. And again, with the main goal being in, to try and help people live a healthier, longer, more productive life.
Brandon, do you have any objection to what is listed as current renewal? What about the benefits of the wellness portion of this?
You mean to incentivize it?
Again,
I know Danny's going to have an opinion on it. So you might want to let him be a part of the discussion on that.
Well, we can make the decision today to move forward with what is listed as current renewal.
Right, and then that's what I was getting at. We can,
and we can make the decision regarding any other aspect of this next Monday or the following
Monday.
That is true. Still be timely, correct?
Correct.
And I agree with you. I'm sure Dan will have an opinion and does have an opinion about that. To me, it's pretty simple to look at what counties and cities are doing across the state and realize that, as you said, we're right up there with any other county offering benefits to our employees. If in fact, we chose to say that the county's going to pay 100% of the cost of your premium for health insurance, less $20 or $25 a pay period. That's 26 times whatever that amount is, because we have 26 pay periods. That may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough money that might have our employees do the right thing. Uh, no cost to them.
Right.
And at no cost to us.
And so this is not
But that's
new.
A discussion that the three of us should have. That's a point that's well taken.
You know, make the point that the work that's done in health risk assessment will not go against your utilization. So that to me is another very big plus. Because if they do it outside the wellness, the $400 approximate cost that I talk about then does go against your utilization.
Mm-hmm. Say that again. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We got Cox to build into their renewal a wellness benefit that would do a simple screening. Okay. If it's done outside the wellness benefit and someone decides that they've got to go in, then those costs would apply toward their health care plan, which applies towards your utilization experience. So having more people participate in a wellness program is nothing but a win-win for everyone.
Would you be amenable to making a motion?
Is there a specific plan number? Or
just call it current renewal.
Let me see
if we can. We could also list it as option one.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be an approval or just be an accepting? Or
I think that he needs the decision that he can take from here in order to set this in motion.
To approve. Move to approve the current renewal of the 2015 Cox Health Plans insurance.
Second, motion is made and seconded to approve the current renewal through Cox Health Plans, as indicated on our 2015 renewal authorization discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Now, we obviously need to have discussions about what we may or may not do that's going to be different, and there's two or three things. Certainly, one is the amount of monies that the county has provided on behalf of employees towards employee benefits. But that's a discussion, again, we can have with our employee commissioners here. Danny, by the way, had a minor surgery. He's not here today.
Is he okay?
Yes.
Good.
He's fine. It was a lobotomy.
He only wishes.
Yeah, he only wishes. No, Dan's fine. Anything else for us on this? Dan, I appreciate you coming back.
Thank you, Ron.
My thinking was truly that we were going to have a larger discussion about having to move hurriedly, but obviously that wasn't the case, and I'm glad.
It's not with the current carrier. It would only be an item that would have to be disclosed and talked about with other carriers, but it's moot because Cox offered the best renewal plan anyway.
Right. Again, thank you for your time. Appreciate
you
being
welcome.
Here, and certainly appreciate the service that you've afforded this county.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do need to keep in mind that we need to get a timely plan in place, exactly how we're going to do it, so that we can have it for Dawn by the first week of December. We have to have open enrollment and all the forms in and that type of thing.
Open enrollment by... It has to be done before December?
Oh, yeah, because they'll have to have all their applications in and renewals.
Linda, we are preparing to go into an executive session regarding, again, litigation and contracts. And I'd like you to stay for that. Do you have something you need to button up with, Dan?
Move to go to executive session pursuant to 610.021 subsection 1 and 12. Actually, we're already in exactly. We just went to recess.
You're right. Thank you.
So I would rescind my motion.
Thank you. We had stepped into recess for executive session so that we could handle this normal piece of business. We'll now come out of recess and go back into executive session. And I have it written down that way.